Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Welcome to The English We Speak with me, Jiaying.
And me, Neil.
Neil, what are you wearing? Is that a tuxedo? Have you got a top hat on?
Well, you said that I should dress smartly for our online meeting.
Yes, but a tie and shirt would have been sufficient. You're so extra.
Extra what? Extra cool? Extra amazing? All true. Some call me a fashion icon.
Your mum calling you a fashion icon doesn't count. No, Neil. We say someone is extra to mean they're excessive, over the top, or too much.
Wait, so you think this tuxedo is excessive? That I'm a bit extra? I'll go and change into something more comfortable.
Yes. While you go and change, let's listen to these examples.
Auntie Joan is so extra. She keeps asking when we're going to have a second child. Lee always sings karaoke and feels the need to say hello to everyone in the club. He's really extra. She's always using such formal language and overstressing syllables. She's a bit extra.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're talking about the word extra. If something or someone is extra, it means that thing or person is a bit excessive or exaggerated.
Yes, for example, Rob is a bit extra when it comes to his obsession with biscuits.
Exactly. But, Neil, what are you wearing now?
Well, I said I'd put something more comfortable on, so I thought I'd put on my famous flamingo outfit. Do you like it?
I do, but you're so extra. You know we have a meeting with our boss, right?
Yes, our boss has a matching flamingo costume too.
Well, in that case, it sounds like it's going to be okay.
I've also decided I'm going to sing some opera to make the meeting more fun.
That sounds really extra. Bye, Neil.
Bye.